In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of the Holy Eucharist, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, many are not receiving the church teachings, and the light becomes extinguished, and the faithful walk in darkness. How many live in habitual sin? How many receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament when they are not in the state of sanctifying grace? Firstly, to receive our Lord worthily, you need to be baptized in the formula which is acceptable to the Catholic Church. You need to confess before your first communion, and children need to distinguish between ordinary food and the consecrated host before they are to receive our Lord. A person conscious of grave sin is not to receive the body of our Lord without previous sacramental confession. You may receive the body of Christ twice in the same day, providing the second time is in the Eucharistic celebration. We need to be bearers of the Word of God. We need to be the salt of the earth, but we need to be cleansed before we are able to be this salt to preserve in others by our speaking, when we ourselves are consumed into the body of Christ, which is the host. We then are able to proclaim and speak the truth to people and bring about a change in heart. But in order to receive our Lord worthily, we need to meet those requirements which enables us to be Christ bearers. And to receive the body of Christ, to receive him frequently, makes us more Christ-like, providing we make the necessary preparations before we do receive him. And what better way of preparing ourselves than that of saying the Most Holy Rosary, which in itself the scriptural prayers enables us, together with the prayers of the Church, the Holy Mary, Mother of God, they in themselves are preparing us to have a heart like that of Our Lady, so that we can receive in purity as she received the most pure of all creatures in her heart, and then in her womb. We also become like Mary at that moment where we receive the Holy Communion for the duration that the Blessed Sacrament in its accidental species remains in us, which according to St. Louis Green de Montfort is for a duration of about 20 minutes. So let us contemplate this precious moment during the Mass when we receive our Lord. We communicate with him. We are in communion with him. This is the central and summit of our faith, the Eucharistic Lord, where we become Christ bearers in the moment that we receive our Lord worthily in the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.